Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, everybody. Hallelujah. We bless God for each and every one of you, hallelujah, that is joining in with us this evening for the third night. That's right, the third night of our 2019 end of the year revival, where our topic is watching for Jesus. And my theme all through advertisements today was, on night three, Jesus will set you free. So I don't know what you may be going through out there, but this is where you want to be this evening, to hear this word of God, to get that revival in your spirit. We have an anointed powerhouse man of God with us this evening, Reverend Aaron Williams. He is going to break forth an amazing word of God for us. We have, of course, Sister Adrienne Allen, who is going to minister to us in song before the man of God comes. But first, I'm going to read our theme scripture for this revival, and our topic, again, is watching for Jesus. Our theme scripture can be found in Matthew chapter 25, verse 13, and it simply says, "Watch, therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Amen. And we know that the word of God is already blessed. So I hope y'all are sitting in this place that I am this evening, this place of expectancy, expecting a move of God. Next, you will be ministered to through song by our very own Sister Adrienne Allen. And the very next voice you will hear after her is that of the man of God, Reverend Aaron Williams. God bless you. Sister Adrienne?
Tragedies are commonplace. All kinds of diseases, people are slipping away. The economy's down, people can't get enough pay. But as for me, all I can say is, thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. The folks without homes live out in them streets, and the drug habits, some say, that they just can't beat. With muggers and robbers, no place seems to be safe. But he'll be your protection every step of the way. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. And we want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. And we got to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. Because it could have been me outdoors with no food or no clothes, or just alone without friends, or another number with a tragic end. But you didn't see fit to let none of these things be. And every day with your power, you keep on blessing me. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. And I want to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done. PKN says thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me in them. God bless.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, everybody. I hope that you're excited about what God is doing in your life. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor that we're in revival. It's time to praise the Lord. This is Reverend Aaron Williams. As always, let's first go to the throne. God, we do thank you for this word that proceeds out of your mouth, God, that it will not return to you void, but it'll accomplish what you set it out to do. and it will prosper in that thing that you sent it. Give glory to yourself tonight. Hide flesh behind the cross. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Watch ye therefore, for you knew neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. I wanted to break down just a few of the words, looking first at watch. We're going to go up into chapter 25 and drop through a few of the verses, but first I want to just look at the word watching, because our topic for tonight is watching for Jesus. You might be looking for a lot of things. You might be looking for that man. You might be looking for that woman, but I hope that you're looking for Jesus. Hallelujah, because he's not too far that he cannot be found. He's right near. Matter of fact, the word says the word is very nigh you, even in your mouth. And that is the word of faith which we preached, that Jesus came as the form of man, died a vicarious death, was buried, rose on the third day, and is now making intercession for you and I. But who are you watching? For some people are watching the stock market, and when the stock market crashed, a lot of them committed suicide. When things went awry, some people lose hope. But that's what I love about the faithfulness of God, because he's a God that neither slumbers nor he sleeps, neither does he change. There is no shadow of turning with our God. Watching, though, watching as a form of a noun means to clock or a surveillance. Custody. It says invigilation. And invigilation, or to invigilate, means to supervise or to watch over as if during an exam. To guard or to garrison, to picket, to be vigilant, to vigil, wakefulness, wake, guard, sentinel, sentry, or patrol. And when I think of these things, as I'm looking toward Jesus, because we're looking towards him, the author and finisher of our faith, what are we watching for? It reminds me of the scripture that I believe is in Psalms 116, and it says, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? What is so good that I can do for God? What can I give up? What can I do that will appease? What can I do that will add up or make it adequate to what God has done for me? But then the next verse says, I will take. We want to give God. We want to render unto God. We want to do service unto God. But the best way to do service unto God is to give or to take the salvation that he gives us. The Bible says in Hebrews, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation? I will take of the cup of salvation, because we often try to make, I would say, we try to make ourselves, Aaron tries to sometimes make himself look more than what he is. Has anyone ever witnessed or been a part of that in their own lives? I mean, yeah, we prayed, yeah, we fasted, yeah, we studied, but, you know, we begin to hold ourselves and carry ourselves with a certain, you know, dignity. We walk a little bit more straighter. Our head is a little bit more up in the air. You know, we got that, we get that down the nose feeling and the down the nose attitude about a lot of things, because we think, yeah, we think we have arrived. But the Bible reminds me, I will take, even when I'm watching for God, even when I'm looking for him, even when I'm doing, the best thing I can do is humble myself. The best thing I can do is allow him to watch over me. Paul said, listen, I don't act like I've attained. I don't act like I've gained anything. I don't act like I've done anything. I don't act like I've apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind me, I reach for those things that are before me. What is it? Let's read that. It says, not as though I had already attained. This is Philippians, the third chapter. Neither were already perfect, but I follow after that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended. apprehended of Christ. Well, what does that mean? Well, this doesn't sound like a lot of double talk there. And it is kind of. But what God is trying to put in perspective is that our desire to watch, our desire to follow, our desire to chase after is because he's chasing after us. It says that we've been given an earnest token. We've been given the expectation. Our salvation has already been accomplished, has already been finished. We've already received the end of our faith. Now, the Bible says that we, the children of God, have to work out first our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. Because as I'm watching for Jesus, I understand I'm not like the man in James that looked at himself in the mirror and immediately when he turned away from the mirror, forgot what he looked at. But the Bible tells me in 2 Corinthians 3, but we all with open face, when we look at the mirror of the word of God, beholding as in a glass the glory of God, we're changed into the same image. When I'm watching for him, when I'm looking for him, when I'm watching after him, there's a change that takes place on the inside of the believer because of the relationship. Listen, not just with God yet, because a lot of us say we know God. A lot of us are spiritual, but are we having a relationship with his son, with the word of God, with the spirit of God, with the Holy Ghost as a person? We want revival. Not just to have service, not just to have church, but to have our spirits revived. Let me tell you something, man of God. Let me tell you something, woman of God. Unless we have our eyes on Jesus, we'll miss every move. Yeah, we'll come out sweaty. We'll come out shouting. We'll come out dancing. We'll come out with a temporary opiate. We'll come out with a temporary high and want to know how we had so much victory on Sunday and can't make it to Wednesday. Can't make it to the next prayer meeting without falling off. Listen, in St. Matthew, the 25th chapter, that's our chapter, our verse is verse 13. But I want you to look at verse 9. Verse 9 tells me something. When I thought of it and I looked at it, I stopped there three times. I tried to get down to verse 13, but I stopped at verse 9. And what the wise virgins had said, not so. My God. I feel the heartbreak of the Spirit of God on that word. Not so. Because this not so was because those that were foolish demanded and asked of the wise, listen, give us of your oil. The bridegroom is coming. It's time now. It's time to be ready. It's time. No, it's not time to get ready. It's time to be ready. And those that were wise said, not so, lest there not be enough for you and for us, but rather go. Go to those that sell, where you can buy for yourselves. I know we always do this on DTW, thank you very much. Ministries, we always have a challenge for you, and this revival is no different. I want to challenge each and every believer. I'm challenging myself also. As we're coming into 2020, my God, do you know what movies made about this year? We thought we would never get to here. We thought we would never even, some people, I was talking to a brother today, and he was told that he would never make it past 26 years old. I told him, well, you old now, brother. God has kept us when a lot of us were told we wouldn't make it. A lot of us were told we couldn't take it, but yet we're here. It's 2019 about to enter into 2020, and there's time. Ah, yes, God, for the mercy of God. Look at the mercy of God in your life. And listen, the mercy has been given according to grace, and grace has been given according to the gift that's in you. You can look at how much you've been through. You can look at how much you've been delivered, and you understand it was by the mercy of God. And that mercy has been extended to you by grace. And grace is because of the gift that's in you. Yeah, some of you are looking and saying, well, I've been delivered from a lot. That's because the grace is according to the measure of the gift. And the gift that's in you, God wants to come out of you. But when we're looking at these virgins, the wise said, not so. There is going to be a time, my God, where all the preaching is going to stop, where all the singing is going to stop, where all the church services will be over. And I'm already ahead of myself, but I feel the mercy of God crying out to the children of God. Because listen, we know that we've come and God has brought us forth to call men and women to himself. But the entire Bible was put together for the people of God. So I'm speaking to the children of God. Get ready. And not a get ready, you know, we want the TD Jakes, get ready. We want to shop, but somberly, soberly, earnestly, my plea is get ready. Get ready that you'll be ready. Get ready, hallelujah, that when the bridegroom does come, you don't have to worry about oil being your lamb, watching for Jesus. The verb watch is to follow, to observe, listen, to exhaust. When I thought of the word exhaust, that meant to give out everything that's in me, to expel all of my energy into purposely coming after, to exhaust, to observe, to absorb, to tap, to tail after. To watch out, to notice, to beware, to look after, to inspect, to oversee. And here it is again, to invigilate, which is again to supervise or to watch over as during an exam. To be vigilant, to guard, to patrol, my God. To be the custodian, or in Latin, custody. When we're watching for God, I'm so bad right now, I wish I had a piano. I wish I had an organ, Jason. When we're watching for God, there is something that I'm looking for in myself. And when I read, when I pray, I know I come across parts of me that I did not even know still existed. I didn't know that I was so hateful. I didn't know that I was so selfish. I didn't know that I was so self-absorbed at times until the Lord began to show me myself. And I put myself daily on the altar because these things are in my flesh and not in my heart. God has given us a new heart. See, we get disillusioned a lot because we still see the tendencies of our flesh. We see the tendencies of the old man. We feel the pull and the desires, but God has given us a new heart and a new nature. But that new nature has to be developed in prayer and through the word of God. So as those things and those practices that we've been doing 20, 30, 40 years, still habits try to rise up, we have to give it and fill it with a new habit. And that new habit is Christ. What excites me, in 1 John it says, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. Listen, that we, I can stop right there, because that we includes me, that we should be called the Son of God. I'm looking for him because I belong to him. That we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, listen, the world don't even know us. That's why it's so important that we read and meditate on Romans 12, 1 and 2, to be not conformed. Don't let the world put you in its mold. Don't fashion yourself after the word. But listen to what 1 John said. It doesn't know us because it didn't know him. Verse 2 said, beloved, now are we the sons of God. Right now, whatever state you're in, right now, we belong to God. The Bible says all souls belong to God, but we belong to God. In my shortcomings, I belong to God. In my oversights, in my promiscuity, in the things that I've done in my past, I belong to God. How do I know? Because I see the answer of what he's doing in me. I see the deliverance that he's performing in my life. I feel the victory welling up in my spirit. I see the desire for him. Because if I didn't have a desire for him, it's because the Spirit of God in us calls us to himself. Yeah, that's where that call comes from. Because Romans reminds us that there's none righteous. There's none that seeketh God. Let every man be a liar. Let God be true. So if I'm seeking God, it has to be God in me, not me. It's not us. It's not about us. It's God in us, Christ in us, reconciling the world back to himself through us. Now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, my God. We don't know what we're going to look like, but he gives us glimpses of it. Isn't it great to have an expectation to see streams of victory, to see beams of power, to see us walk in humility, to see the life of God welling up on the inside? This is what happened to those that are watching for him. And it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, verse 3 is what really encourages me all the time. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure, because I'm able to see him in the word, because I'm able to see him in prayer, because I'm able to see him in those that he's called me to be under and to be leaders for me, my pastors and those that are over me, that God puts as examples for me to see him. We're saying that we can't see the glory of God. You can see the glory of God. You just can't see God in his glory. But you can see the glory of God in the world. You can see the glory of God shining in his children. You can see the glory of God when children plan. You can see the glory of God when elders are still in love. You can see the glory of God in everything. But the problem is we're not looking for him. We're not looking for him in the marketplace. We're not looking for him in the supermarket. We're not looking for him while we're driving down the highway. We're not looking for him. We look for him in church. We look for him in religious settings, but we need to look for him in everything. In everything, look for him. Look for him in the supermarket. Look for him in Walmart. Look for him in the doctor's office. Look for him in the dentist chair. Look for him in every situation that we may see the glory of God. Romans 8 says, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate. Listen, to be conformed. I know we always talk about conformed in the sense of Romans 12, to be not conformed. Be not fashioned after this world. The Greek word is symorpho, which is a part or from the root morpha, which is we got word metamorphosis. It said, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be changed, to be metamorphosized, to be fashioned after the image. My God, this is some good stuff. The image of his son. He knew us from the beginning. Oh, yeah, I won't say. He knew us from creation. He knew us from eternity. He knew us, listen, and predestined us. That's why I'm excited that he that begun a good work in me, he that began a good work in you, will perform it. Because he made it, he predestined us to be conformed, that we, children of God, we, sons and daughters of God, we, the people of God, would be conformed to the image of his son. Listen, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. You ever had family and you're walking down the street, and they say, is that your brother? Is that your sister? Is that your mother? Yeah, well, yeah, why you say that? Because y'all look just alike, my God. Hallelujah. Look at what God is doing. Look what God has predestined. Look what he that began a good work will perform. For it's God that works in us both to will and to do of his good pleasure. What are you talking about, brother? That we're looking just like Jesus, that he might be the firstborn. Now, we know scripture goes on to talk about the firstborn from the dead, first that was resurrected. But look what God has done in the earth. That as he is, so now are we in this present world. You look just like him. What a compliment someone can give the child of God. You look just like your father. Tell somebody, call a neighbor, tell them, tell a friend. Tell him you look just like your father. Watching for Jesus. Because after I'm finding out, it says in, let me read what it says in Philippians 3. I have already touched on that, but I just want to keep reading 3. I'm in verse 13 and 14. It says, brethren, I count not myself to as apprehended, but this one thing I do. I forget what's behind me. I forget yesterday's failures. I forget the lifestyle that I lived before. I forget those things that are behind me. Why? Because if I continue to hold on to my past, I can't grasp and reach for what's ahead. There is common practice. There is common sense practice that you have to allow the things that you are holding to be let go. Or you can't grasp anything new. So I'm letting go of those things that are behind me. And I'm reaching forth unto those things which are before me. Why? Because I recognize I've never arrived. I had victory yesterday, but it's a new victory today. I won the battle yesterday, but guess what? It's a new battle on the horizon. It's something new coming. And for me to grasp and go to the next level, I have to let go of what I think I apprehended. You know, because we overcome it, and automatically our head sometimes gets big. But I'm forgetting that because I have to chase after what's chasing after me. And what I love and I'm seeing about God, to whatever depravity, whatever level of depravity, whatever level of filth and sin that we were in, while we're watching for him, while we're chasing after him, we have to obtain with the same. A lot of us, when we were out in the life doing what we wanted to do, we were doing it to the hilt. We was doing it to the max. We was doing it to our best ability. And then we lose our swag. We lose our tenacity. We lose our aggression coming to God because someone told you that we're not supposed to have that kind of attitude as a Christian. The devil is a liar. You know you can't get where you need to go with that type of press. You know you need to do more. I'm talking to somebody right now. You know you need to do more, but you're afraid. You're afraid to press. You're afraid to lose yourself in God. You're afraid to let God do what he has to do to change you because you don't know what you're going to look like. You don't have to worry about that. Let me tell you, you're going to look like him because he predestined you to look like him. I'm reaching for those things that are before me. I press toward the mark, listen, for prize. I'm watching for Jesus because it's something that I want. I don't just want to make it to heaven. Hey, yeah, we're not promised heaven on a flowery bed to eat, and I just don't want to just make it to heaven by the skin of my teeth. Listen, when I played basketball, I taped my fingers. I wrapped my knees. I made sure I had high-top sneakers on. I did those exercises, those calisthenics that strengthened certain muscles. Why? Because I wanted to be able to jump. I wanted to be able to dunk. I wanted to be able to run. I wanted to be able to come up. I wanted to be able to shoot. I want to be able to succeed. Ask anybody that knew me when before I was 15, 16, I couldn't play basketball at all. I could jump, but I could not play. It wasn't until I got my first basketball and began to shoot every day. Rain, sleet, hail, or snow, it didn't matter. I was going to shoot the basketball. By the time I was 17, 18, I thought, yeah, we would definitely do something, but my lifestyle wasn't conducive. I did those exercises. I did that running, but my lifestyle was that of partying, was that of drugs, which wasn't conducive of the life that I was talking about out of my mouth. Herein is an illustration in Christendom. Is your life conducive to the life that you talk? This is the second challenge. Coming into 2020, I want to encourage you, because every the beginning of every year, our church has a fasting and praying period. And I believe it's the first 2 weeks. Some of us go longer. But how the Lord leads, I challenge you coming into 2020 to exercise those things you've been denying, to exercise those things that you've been procrastinating, to exercise those things that you've been talking about God about, but have not yet done. That you do it, not as a resolution, but as a commitment to God. Listen, watch therefore, for you don't know the day nor the hour. Once I got out of the military, played basketball. I made sure I played basketball almost every day. I got on the team and they remembered me. I got on the team because my friends were on the team, but they remembered me from my teen years. So I didn't start. I didn't start. But it didn't stop me from having a bag with a basketball that every chance I got, I played wherever I went. I played wherever I walked. I played wherever I drove. I played. It didn't matter what time. When I got off work, I played. And one day, someone twisted their ankle. They twisted their ankle, and I was called into the game. And because I was ready to play, I didn't get mad sitting on the bench. I didn't get complacent sitting on the bench. I didn't stop shooting because I was on the bench. I continued to practice. We think that prayer and fasting and studying and digging in the word and chasing after God is only for the minister. No, it's for each and every child of God. Why? Because we are a body. Listen to this. We are a body with our leaders and the fivefold ministry in the front. But God wants the same God that's moving in the pastor to move in the usher. God wants the same God that's moving in the bishop to move in security. God wants the same God that's moving in the prophet to move in the grandmother that stays at home. We can't use position as an excuse when we have access to a living God. Who are you watching for? We better watch, because we don't know what day. We're thinking only when Jesus comes. We're thinking, and this scripture takes it in context, is talking about the rapture. Well, remember the parable when the man said, he said, listen, you knew I reaped where I didn't sow. You knew I gathered where I didn't scatter. You knew I had expectations from you. You knew I put these things in you. I gave you the talent, but you wrapped it in a nap. I gave you the ability, but you buried it in the ground. I gave it to you, but you didn't use it. We never know when God is coming looking for his return. He's not just coming for church without spot, wrinkle, blemish, or any such thing. He's coming looking for a return. My God. He's coming looking with expectation for fruit. He's coming looking, my God, to gather what he deposited in you. We know that we reap what we sow. But do you know that it's more than what you sow? Do you know it's longer than what you sow? What are you saying? You reap what you sow. We know that. But do you understand that one app gospel seed grows a whole tree. You don't have to grow and you don't have to plant 100 seeds to get a tree. You only have to plant one seed. God gave some of us 5 talents, gave some of us 3 talents, gave some of us 1 talent. It doesn't matter how many talents he gave you. He's expecting the fruit and the harvest of that. But what are you watching for? Who are you looking for? Are you that man in the book of James who forgot what he looked like as soon as he turned away from the mirror? Are you that man that was a forgetful hearer and not a doer of the work? Listen, in James 1:25 says, but whosoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it, not being a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. We want our deeds blessed. We want our works blessed. But we want to forget God. We want our hand, the works of our hand, to prosper. We want the things that we're involved with to go good. But we want to not be doers of the work. We don't want to do the will of God. These 5 foolish virgins, well, listen, they were all virgins. Listen, they all had lamps. Listen, they all had oil. But 5 of them thought that what they had was enough. That's a revelation right there. 5 of them thought that what they had was enough. But when it came time for the need, they had to ask. And the 5 that were wise said, not so. I can't give you what I purchased for myself. Listen, grandmom can pray for you. Grandfather can take you to the altar. Your mother can tarry all night for you. But only Jesus can save you. Only Jesus truly satisfies. What we have is not enough, but we have to go and get the oil of God in our spirit. Old song says, keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning. Keep your lamp trimmed and burning, for the time is drawing. Now, children, don't you get weary. Children, don't you get weary. Children, don't you get weary. The time is drawing nigh. The Bible says, in the day that you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Some of us are saying, because we're in church, because, you know, we shook the preacher's hand, because we were baptized, because, you know, we know Jesus, I don't need, this word is not for me. But you know your life ain't where it ought to be. You know that the life that you live, you feel convicted about. You've convinced yourself that it's okay. I'm here to tell you tonight, the Bible tells us that if we confess our faults, he's faithful. Confess our sins. He's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Do you want to be cleansed? Do you want to be made whole? Do you want the victory that you see when you're in prayer? Do you want the power that you see when you read the Word of God? Do you want what you see? Listen, if God is showing it to you, if God is showing you victory, it's because that's where he wants you to go. But are you willing to watch for him? Are you willing to chase after him? Are you willing to come after him? Are you willing to be vigilant after him? Are you willing to be garrison, to be a sentinel, my God, to clock after him, to look after him, to run after him? Are you willing to exhaust yourself. I was thinking that I was singing a song the other day that our former pastor used to sing all the time. Give up all to follow Jesus. Turning from my worldly ways, I stepped right out upon his promise, and all I have is his today. Is everything you have belonging to God? If not, the altar is open for you tonight. If not, the altar is open for you tonight. Because we're looking for Jesus. Looking, I'm looking for him. I'm not just looking for him to come back. I'm looking for him in Pastor Toy. I'm looking for him in Brother Rob. I'm looking for him in Sister Adrian. I'm looking for him in my mom. I'm looking for him in my brother. I'm looking for him in my pastor. I'm looking for him in myself. I'm looking for him because I'm chasing. I'm looking for him because he's chasing after me. I'm watching for him because he's watching for me. He said he'd perfect those things that concern me. My children concern me. My wife concerns me. My family concerns me. My ministry concerns me. There are things that concern me, and I get excited because his word tells me he's perfecting them because they concern me. Everything in your life, God is perfecting. But will you chase after perfection? Will you chase after maturity? And I still like this word. Will you follow to the point of exhaustion? Will you exhaust yourself coming after God? If you don't know Christ tonight in the garden of your sin, tonight's the night for you to be born again. You say, well, I repented before. But if you feel the need tonight to repeat the sinner's prayer again, I want you to repeat it with me tonight. If you don't know Christ in the pardon of your sin, you never accepted Christ in your life tonight. Tonight's your night. I'm going to say a simple prayer. The Bible says that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God has raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. So we're going to say a prayer that you will confess that you believe in Christ Jesus as both Lord, listen, and Savior. And you will mean it in your heart. And God will do exactly what you ask him to do. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Forgive me of my sin and wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Save my soul and allow me to be a partaker of your nature. God, help me to watch for you. Holy Spirit, come into my life and master my life. I yield myself to your leading. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Let me pray for you. God, we do thank you and we bless you for your word. For your word, God, is forever settled in heaven. Your word is eternal. Your word is what carries us from earth to heaven. Your word is what quickens us. Your word is what molds and makes us. Your word is what shapes us. Your word is what renews us. God, I thank you for each and every brother and sister that confessed, that repented, God, that just went through the prayer with us. God, we pray for them in the name of Jesus, God. You know their need, God. You know their greatest need is you, God, but you know what they stand in need of. I rebuke the enemy. Satan, the Lord rebukes you, and the blood of Jesus is against you. Loose your hold upon the people of God, upon the mind of the child of God, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, germinate in them the will and the desire for the word of God, in the name of Jesus. Stand up in them now. Become a tangible witness in their lives, in Jesus' name. Sanctify them. Set them apart, God. Purge them and fill them afresh. Fill them anew, God, with your spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We're going to allow, hallelujah, our online pastor to come online and whoever's coming on the line with a few announcements, and then we'll be right back with our last announcements and a benediction. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. We just thank God. We bless God. We praise God for everything that he is doing, everything that he is going to do in each and every life. I don't know about you, but can I tell you, my heart, my spirit, my soul was jumping, shouting as the word of God came forth from the man of God. Watching for Jesus, hallelujah, God, 2019, end of the year revival. We invite you to join us tomorrow evening as I will be coming before you. Pastor Talene Daly will be coming to bring the word of God on the fourth night of revival. We will be here at 9 p.m. right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/purpose kingdom. Again, I'm just excited, y'all. I'm excited about what God is doing. I'm excited about what he's going to do. And I pray that y'all are in this place of expectation along with me. Man of God, Reverend Aaron, we thank you for the word of God. The ministry is back in your hands to close us out.
God, we do thank you. Thank you, Pastor. We bless God. And for those, if you don't have a church home, I know we didn't make that announcement because we're moving with our revival and with what we're doing right now. But I just want to extend, you know, as because the next time I'll be talking to you, it'll already be 2020. But we want to invite you to the Deliverance Evangelistic Church at 2001 West Lehigh Avenue in Philadelphia, PA. Under the auspices, I always like to say that word. One day I'm going to look it up, see what it means. Under the leadership of our pastor, the Reverend Glenn Spaulding. We thank God for the man of God. You know, sometimes people don't allow you to grow. People don't allow you to use your gift. People don't allow you freedom, you know, sometimes. But I thank God that God has placed over us a shepherd that is not insecure to allow God to use you the way he uses you. My God, it is nothing like freedom. We understand that the Bible tells us that, yeah, the Lord is that spirit. And where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Listen, we might all be pastors. We might all be preachers. We might all be ministers, but each one is different. Each one is different. Each one is individual. Each one, my God, we look like God on the inside. But guess what? Something on the inside, working on the outside. He's not just conforming me in my spirit. He's not just conforming me in my mind. He's conforming me because what's on the inside begins to show up on the outside. What's on the inside begins to manifest in my life. Which is this, that it's always about the dying. It's always about the crucifixion. It's always about surrender. It's always about mortifying. Why? That the life of Christ might be made manifest. Where? In the spirit? In the heavenlies? No, in my mortal body. I'm looking, I'm watching. I'm chasing after Christ that I may see him. I want to look in the mirror and not recognize myself because it's him. My God. That word right, those two words right there messed me up today. It's him. It's no longer I that live, but the life that I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who died for me and gave himself for me. It's him that does the work. It's him that's on the inside. It's him that's working to bring it out. It's him that works. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's him that will perform the work. It's him that works in us both to will and to do of his. It's him. When you hear, when they ask you what you're looking for, say, I'm looking for him. Say, I'm looking for him. That'll cause them to ask another question. They're like, well, who is he? Then you can say, his name is Jesus. He's the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Hosts. He's the God of all. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yeah, we understand the Old Testament, but listen, he's my God too. Goodness gracious, my God, he's my God. And I'm looking for him. I'm looking for him in your smile. I'm looking for him in your countenance. I'm looking for him in your mannerism. I'm looking for him in your speech. I'm looking for him in how you love. I'm looking for him in how you give. I'm looking for him in how I walk, in how I talk. I'm looking for him. We don't have to wait till the rapture come to see Jesus. I know it made some people mad with that, but we would to see Jesus in each other. I would that you are either hot or cold. I wish that we were on fire. That's what revival is. You know, when the flame begins to die down, you only see the glow of embers in the fireplace. When you only see the glow of the wood at the fire, you only see and still hear a little crackling. Someone comes and begins to blow. Someone comes and begins to blow. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Someone comes and begins to blow. You say, what are you blowing for? My God. When that someone asks you, what are you blowing for? Why every time y'all come around you, you just start blowing. You say, what are you blowing for? Tell them you fan in the flame. Fan in the flame of revival. Fan in the flame of repentance. Fanning the flame of renewal. Fanning the flame of refreshing. Fanning the flames of revival, of refilling. Oh, my God. We fanning the flames. Hallelujah. 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 Because we're watching Jesus. Watching, therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man comes. We're so excited about what God is doing in us. Not to boast, not to brag, but we can remember it not too many years ago. That defeat was our life. That excuses was our character. That weakness was our choice. God had already delivered. The word had already said the devil was already defeated. So every defeat, every sin, every besetting sin became a choice of the will. I know you're saying it ain't like that for you, but I want to tell you something. There is something that's stronger than God. There is something that God will not do. There are some things that God will not change. There is something that has more power than the Holy Ghost. Now, I might get in trouble with this one, but it's your will. With your will, you can actually tell God no. The same God that spoke into nothing and said, let there be, and it was. The same God that said, let there be light, and it was. The same God that took the dust of the earth and formed it into his image, breathed in it, and man became a living soul with the will of man that he created, can turn and tell that same God no. The same will that can tell God no, you trying to tell me can't tell sin no? This is how I had to talk to myself. This is what made sense to me. There is a dying that we have to do as children of God. And I want to tell you, for some of us, that dying is going to be painful. Because we like who we have become apart from God. Here is my third and final challenge. If that's you, I need you to be on this line each night of the revival. You need to be in front of the word daily. I need you to begin to examine yourself, not according to someone you know that's worse than you, but according to what the word of God says about you. And where you find that you fall short, repent. Listen, this is Brother Aaron. I've been saved for a long time. A lot of people know my story, know my testimony, know my life. There's been a lot of repentance between now and yesterday. And not repentance, and I don't want to make light of it before we go off the air. Not repentance from sin, but from the iniquity that I sometimes find in my thinking. I want my thinking to change. Now, I know my pastor won't get on me about this, but I want my thinking to change. I know I'm a battle against this flesh as long as I'm in this flesh, but I don't like sometimes the way I think, because I know thoughts, if you linger on them, become parts of your character, become habits, become things that you do. And the devil is a liar. I cannot go backwards. There's no backwards for me. I got to go all in. My fourth and final challenge of 2019, the last time you'll hear Reverend Williams on DTW on Purpose Kingdom for 2019, the fourth and final challenge. Go all in. I'm afraid to swim. Go all in. Go ahead into the deep end and just jump in. Look at what God has delivered you from. And he told you he's with you. And you're still afraid to trust him. Go to him. Talk to him. Let him know. You're going all in 2020. I know that don't rhyme, but that's my word for 2020, all in. God, we do thank you and we bless you for the word again that has gone forth out of your mouth. I pray for your people. I pray for the remaining days of this revival. Pray for Pastor Toy and Brother Rob and all those that participate and will be bringing a word and sharing and just working behind the scenes, that whoever is connected to this ministry, God, that your blessing would overtake them in the name of Jesus. Open doors that no man can shut. Shut doors, God, that no man can open. Those that repented and renewed their covenant with you, strengthen them now. gave glory to yourself in their lives. Shine in them, on them, and through them. In Jesus' name, we're watching for you. Amen. Have a great evening. God bless you.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never want to see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me, I will not lose.